Been talking a lot about immigration this week, and comments I believe were taken out of context when it comes to the Ontario government. Today, the Ontario government has come out with a plan to go further when it comes to helping out newcomers. They hope to ease a labor shortage in the province by bringing in a bill that would make it easier for foreign trained professionals and tradespeople to find work in their chosen fields, as opposed to the stories you've heard time and time again about people driving taxis and not doing the jobs that they have been trained to do in the countries that they've come from. The Labor Minister, Monty McNaughton, joins us to talk about it. Nice to have you.
Well, great to be on your show this afternoon.
So Minister, how big of an issue do you think that we can actually, you know, put away here? How much in real time and real results do you think we can get?
Going to be introducing legislation that, if passed, will create a clear path for new Canadians to fully apply their skills here. Look, we're doing this for two reasons. Number one, and most importantly, new Canadians come here with lots of experience and skills, and they're not living life to their full potential. We want them getting more take-home pay and better working conditions. And secondly, we do have a huge labor shortage in the province. Today alone, 293,000 jobs are going unfilled. It's going to cost our economy this year about $20 billion by not having these jobs filled. So it really is a win for new Canadians, for their families, and for the economy as a whole.
I feel like for decades, we've kind of played the truth and rumor game when it comes to newcomers to this country and the idea that they're not doing what they've been trained to do in another country. How much of it is true, and how much of it is just maybe, you know, conversation that people have had that has snowballed?
Well, it's certainly factual. Only 25% of immigrants that come to Ontario are actually in professions and in careers that they were trained for. So, you know, this is an injustice to those people. And we all know, you know, I take Beck and co-op taxis in Toronto quite often, and I always talk to those taxi drivers, and I would say the majority of times they've been trained in their country of origin to be engineers, architects, healthcare workers. So this is something that we're going to introduce legislation to fix.
So here's what I'm hoping. You know, obviously this is a good thing that this is happening today. We do know that it was, you know, it sped up because of what we've been going through for the last couple of years. But before we got into the pandemic, was there work being done to have this eventuality happen anyway?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that we began working on when I became Minister of Labor back 2.5 years ago. This is also something that's been ignored by all different governments of all different political stripes in the past. I mean, this should have been dealt with really decades ago. And I'm proud to say, but yet it is unfortunate that we're the first province in the country to be moving forward with legislation to fix this problem.
Can we talk about language for a second? Because, you know, I've hosted talk radio for quite a while, almost longer than I care to admit at this point. But, you know, I often get calls from people saying, hey, listen, there's these proficiency tests that become redundant. They become duplications of stuff I already know, a language that I already speak. How much of that is a barrier?
It's a huge barrier. I mean, the three things that we're focusing on in our legislation that's going to be introduced very soon is one, introduce the elimination of the Canadian work experience requirement, reduce burdensome and, I guess, multiple language tests that you referred to. And then in our legislation, we're going to ensure that the licensing applications are processed faster. But you're right. I mean, we've all spoken to many newcomers who have to do multiple tests to determine their language ability. It's really red tape at its worst, and we're going to fix that.
When it comes to professions themselves, can we just focus on the healthcare sector for a second? Because obviously we've got a bit of a shortage when it comes to nurses. I understand that there may be a shortage when it comes to doctors. How much will this weigh in specifically in the world of health and medicine?
The legislation that we're introducing is going to benefit all newcomers who are in all different professions. The legislation won't deal with the healthcare sector yet. It is something we continue to work on. I'm in conversations with the Ministry of Health right now. But again, this is going to help, you know, those skilled trades professionals who have experience and training at home, and a lot of other different careers like accountants and lawyers and other, you know, other professionals.
So best case scenario, I'm that guy that you were chatting up in the Beck's taxi. I am trained. I am ready to go. What's the time frame for me to be able to get out of my cab and get working in my trade?
The longest it's going to take is at the maximum 24 months. We're pushing to have changes within these regulatory bodies much faster, but the longest it could take is 24 months.
Are you concerned at all about, you know, and this I think is why we have such rigid and I would describe them as cumbersome rules that prevent people from getting on the ground and getting into professions right away. Is there any concern at all about fraudulent credentials? People who, you know, are coming from a country where something might look one way, but it's actually not, and that person slips through the system. Is there any concern on your end there?
No, not at all. I mean, the regulatory bodies will still be responsible for licensing requirements, for testing requirements. This really just levels the playing field with newcomers and people that are here in Ontario today. So it's really to create a level playing field to speed up the process to fill these in-demand jobs that are going unfilled and to ensure that newcomers are living their life to their full potential.
We also understand, and we're getting a lot of text messages from people at 71010, as you can appreciate, you know, carpenters saying, why isn't this more focused on apprentice training when it comes to people coming to the country? I know contractors are a part of this because we do have a skilled labor shortage.
Absolutely. I mean, we're short 100,000 construction workers over the next number of years. One in three journey persons today is over the age of 55. So as you know, we've announced that we're going to move forward with recognizing foreign credentials, but there's a lot we're doing on the skilled trades shortage as well. We're introducing the trades as early as grade one in classrooms here in Ontario, and recently I just announced that we're sending recruiters into high schools really to compete head-on with university recruiters to talk about the pathways, the opportunities in the skilled trades that are out there.
Was there any profession on this list that you looked and thought, I didn't realize we were putting these people behind the eight ball when we could have had them working?
All of them. I mean, I think of professional engineers and there's geoscientists and land surveys and accountants and early childhood educators. I mean, we're short in all of these professions. I'm just really surprised, disappointed, and shocked that this wasn't dealt with years ago.
But we're good for talk show hosts, right? Like, we're cool. You don't need to. Just don't advertise that. We're cool. We're good.
We always need more.
No way. Come on now.
Hey.
I don't want to pop the market, though.
That's fair. I'm sure there's a lot of people who could flap their gums in all sorts of different places around this world. But Minister,
probably politics, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good.
I'm glad you wish for.
Glad you decided to lump yourself in with us. That makes us feel better. Minister, thanks so much.
Well, thanks for everything, guys.